from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 18th. Coming up, Peoria had a small but vibrant punk rock scene in the 1980s and 90s. We'll learn about a new book documenting that period in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for this afternoon. We'll feel heat index readings of higher than 100 degrees. Your full forecast is coming up. State government offices, including driver services facilities, will be closed today to observe Juneteenth, which President Joe Biden signed off on, making a federal holiday yesterday. As Hannah Meisel reports, this follows Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature on a measure making Juneteenth a state holiday earlier this week.
Juneteenth commemorates the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas finally learned they'd been freed, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation formally ended slavery. State Representative LaShawn Ford, a Democrat from Chicago, says he knows that to many people, Juneteenth might be an entirely new concept.
And we don't have to be ashamed of that because it's our school systems that have failed all of us, not just black people, but also white people. Brown people have been miseducated in our school system.
But Ford pointed to a measure pushed by black lawmakers earlier this year, mandating statewide curriculum changes to include more black history. I'm Hannah Meisel.
More students will be prepped to enter the cannabis industry thanks to a new class offered at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The cannabis classification and management class is part of a new cannabis certificate program offered by the U of I. The program involves learning all about the cannabis plant itself and proper management practices. D.K. Lee is a professor in the Department of Crop Sciences and will be teaching the course.
We are expecting a lot of job opportunities to become available. And then, we try to help a student or some public people looking for, job in cannabis industry, and then they can be equipped and then can take opportunity of a growing cannabis industry.
Lee also says he hopes to clear up misunderstandings about the cannabis plant and promote its industrial uses. Uniting Pride of Champaign County is continuing their Pride Month-related events this weekend with a queer clothing swap. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Carolina Garibay has more.
Many people use clothing to express their identity and personality. Clothing can affect the ways people view us and the way we view ourselves. That's why Daria Shigabi, programming director at Uniting Pride of Champaign, says it's so important for LGBTQ+ folks to have access to gender-affirming clothes, and why Uniting Pride is holding a free queer clothing swap this weekend. Shigabi says the event is an opportunity for queer folks to find gender-affirming clothes that match their internal sense of gender.
We want to be able to provide people who are transitioning, or just really anybody, clothes that they can feel comfortable in, that they can experience gender euphoria in, that they don't feel like it's not, the clothes are wearing them and they're not wearing the clothes.
The queer clothing swap will take place Saturday and Sunday at the Independent Media Center in Urbana from 2 to 5 p.m. I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Newsroom.
Find out more about the queer clothing swap and other Uniting Pride events at unitingpride.org. All vaccinated Illinoisans are eligible for $10 million in either cash prizes or scholarships in a COVID-19 vaccine lottery the state launched yesterday. 6.7 million Illinoisans have already gotten at least one COVID shot. That's more than 61% of everyone 12 and over who are eligible for COVID vaccines. The first drawing in the lottery will be July 8th and is worth $1 million. To be eligible for that drawing, Illinoisans have to get their first shot by July 1st. For the rest of the summer, vaccinated adults can win 40 separate $100,000 prizes and $2 million prizes in late August. Kids 12 through 17 are eligible for $3 million worth of scholarship money split into 20 separate Bright Start College savings funds. Still to come, we'll learn about a new book that documents the punk rock scene in Peoria in the 1980s and 90s. That story from Tim Shelley is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Youthful discontent sprung a small but vibrant punk rock scene in 1980s and 90s Peoria. The River City's DIY counterculture of years past is documented in the new book, Punks in Peoria. Tim Shelley spoke with authors Jonathan Wright and Dawson Barrett.
The bulk of the book starts really in the early 80s, and mostly takes place in the 80s and 90s into the early 2000s. So obviously in the 80s, the landscape there was, you know, strikes at Caterpillar, 20% unemployment rate, the decline of the industrial Midwest, which, you know, we weren't even really cognizant of that happening at the time. It's really only looking back in hindsight that becomes clear. In the 90s, when we came up, or I'm a few years older than Dawson, I kind of got into the scene in around 1994. There was, you know, one coffee shop in town, One World, that had literally just started. And there was, you know, a couple of record stores, but and a skateboard shop, but, you know, there weren't really a lot of institutions that people like us could really attach ourselves to and find others. So we kind of connected at record stores. I worked at the Co-op Records in East Peoria from 94 to 96, and that's where I really met like almost all of my friends in the Peoria scene. That's how I got into it. It's how I started doing shows. So yeah, there wasn't, I think the theme is really that there wasn't a lot of infrastructure in Peoria. I don't know, Dawson, you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I would also say that we're writing this book from the perspective of adults, and we're trying to get back into the minds of you know, teenagers and people in their early 20s. And so your perspective of what a city has to offer changes a lot. And I think that's important that we talk a bit in the book about how this is about a love-hate relationship with your hometown. And I think that rings true.
If we could talk a little bit about some of the bands back then, some of what they recorded, and I mean, what can we get from that?
Well, first, I think it's important to note that we use the word punk very loosely. It really defines more of a subculture and a DIY approach. You know, the lack of infrastructure to build a scene. So there's punk music, which this obviously entailed, but it was much broader than that. It encompassed indie rock and ska and even like, you know, folk musicians and electronic musicians. And so it's really more of a mindset, I think, than the sound. But the sound is important too. We have this compilation record that's coming out alongside the book that'll be available on vinyl and CD. The first side is a lot of the earlier kind of real punk rock bands out of Peoria. Some of the early, in fact, the earliest, and some of the major players there. But you can kind of, as you listen to the record, you can kind of hear that musical journey as people started actually learning how to play their instruments, expanding on that kind of that punk ethic and broadening the musical horizons.
Anything else that either of you want to add? You want to talk about the book or anything in general?
I think many people, when they imagine punk rock, they think of it as destructive or self-destructive. And I think that element is certainly there. But what we found in researching and writing this book is that this is really a history of young people, you know, building something together and trying to improve the world around them and doing so more or less from scratch.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the key themes of the book, and kind of, you know, that duality with your hometown, the love-hate relationship. You know, I think there's more love than hate, for sure. You know, you can be critical of certain aspects of your hometown, but then you also come to appreciate a lot of it as well.
That was Jonathan Wright and Dawson Barrett speaking with Tim Shelley about their new book, Punks in Peoria. It came out earlier this week. And finally, in your forecast, we have a heat advisory in effect for this afternoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies with a high of 96 degrees, heat index readings between 100 and 105. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Dana Cronin, Carolina Garibay, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.